So what is the cause of heparin-induced thrombocytopenia? What happens in heparin-induced thrombocytopenia is the number of platelets in the peripheral circulation goes down, although at the same time in different parts of the body there will be thrombotic injuries. You will see ischemia of organs and the ensuing effect of that. But why does this happen? In some of the individuals who are sensitive to heparin, when they receive any heparin-based product, what happens is the heparin binds with platelet factor 4 and forms a complex. This complex then binds to immunoglobulin G, and later they go and attach to the surface of platelets. When platelet has this complex on its surface, it gets activated and it starts aggregating, because of which it starts forming thrombus in different parts of the body. And because platelets are consumed in this process, it will lead to thrombotic injuries in different parts of your body. Now, because of this, what happens is patient is at a great risk of necrotic injuries, and you can often see necrotic changes on the skin, especially in the places where heparin is injected. So what can we do about it? When you suspect that the patient has shown any heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, you should stop heparin injection in the patient. And then at the same time, you should start alternative treatments. For example, you can give direct thrombin inhibitors like ergotrin or dabigatran, or you can also try synthetic heparins like fondaparinux, especially in patients who have hepatic problems, hepatic insufficiency. And another thing to keep in mind is, in the meantime, you have to send for the direct confirmation of the heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, which can be done in different ways. For example, you can detect the presence of platelet factor 4 in the body and platelet factor 4 autoantibody in the body. You can do serotonin release assay, or you can also do ELISA. And you have to inform the patient that in the future, they should not be receiving any heparin-based products, because it can again cause the same problem. And another thing to keep in mind is these patients need to be bridged with warfarin later, but you have to tell the patient that this process should continue for almost two months, or maybe even for an extended period of time, especially if there had been any thrombotic events in the body.